I took a walk through this beautiful world. Felt the cool rain on my shoulder. Found something good in this beautiful world. I felt the rain getting colder. Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Sha.
Everything old is new again? Maybe not. I come close sometimes to believing that nothing actually ever changes. Back in the beginning, fresh out of the kitchen, when I first went out in the world trying to figure out how to make television, I came to northern Portugal. Little did I know what I would find. Up until then, for 30 years spent working in kitchens, meat had come wrapped in plastic. I'd order it in boxes. I had never seen an animal die because I was making dinner.
Bom dia! Bom dia!
Hi, how you guys doing?
Os franjeiros são quase todos muito altos, mas é, são.
Mas olha, não sabe aquela? Homem grande.
Oh. Piroca pequena.
Oh. Oh, so cool.
Esta noite à meia-noite. Eu ouvi tocar a rabeca. Junquei que era o meu amor. Já o tinha a porta aberta. Está sempre direita. Quem tem uma serpente, quanto mais se mexe, mais ela se levanta. Olha a novidade, que linda que ela é.
All right. Ciao. Oh, man. Oof. Had to call the crisis center.
Mas ele podia se assustar, coitado do homem.
Portugal. Sandwiched between Spain and the Atlantic Ocean, and tiny as countries go, has had an outsized impact on the world. During the Age of Discovery, the Portuguese went to sea in great numbers, gained fame as navigators, shipbuilders, explorers. They conquered a large part of the world, their empire stretching from Brazil to Africa to the East Indies. The city of Oporto is a reflection and a creation of that relationship with the sea. A lot has changed since I was last here. Or has it? When I decided to return to take another look at this place, I of course reached out to José de Mireles, my old boss and first entree to Portugal.
How you doing today?
You well?
Good, man.
You good?
Yeah, nice to see you. It's
been a long, long time.
José is from the area around Oporto, and this time, just like back then, he said, come, see my country, meet my family, we'll do a pig feast.
16 years later, I came here in 2001, one of the first times I've ever been on television, and here we are again. There are only so many beautiful places left in the world. Oporto is one of them. It's gorgeous. Has it changed too much?
Yeah, especially the big cities, especially Porto, it changed a lot. It was never a tourist town. Now it's packed with tourists.
So that's, is that good news or bad news?
It's good news. It's good for the economy, and especially it came up during the big financial crisis and all that. So it was a great help for the city.
I mean, it looks even prettier than it looked last time. They seem to have fixed up a lot of buildings.
The downtown area, the historic area of Porto was completely degraded. old buildings collapsing, and with the flux of tourism, a lot of people invest, and they start fixing it.
So, what are we eating here? Oh, what's the specialty?
Actually, we're going to start with dingish. That's a small sardine.
You eat everything, the bones, you eat the whole
thing. Everything. You can eat 1,000 of them, and it is empty, so that's a good thing. Nobody can tell you how many you eat. What's here? Okay, what's here? You ready for the tripes?
Yes.
Absolutely, let's go. Tripes is the iconic dish of Oporto.
Tripieros, right?
Tripes. We are known as tripes.
Right.
That's tripe people.
Why?
There was a couple of stories. The more historical one, I guess, Henry, the navigator, at one point he was putting an armada of ships to go to Ceuta.
Right.
The people from Oporto gave them all the meat they had. So they
all they're left with?
Just with the tribes. And right. Innards,
cheap food for the sailors, it would last a long time.
Usually it's on Thursday. That's the day with the tribes.
Right.
Because being a Catholic country, on Friday, they skip the meat.
A meal here is, generally speaking anyway, not light. The Portuguese like pork. They like it a lot.
So, sausage, bacon?
The sausage, pig's ear.
Cured pig's ear.
What do you do when left with nothing but guts and hooves and odd bits?
You have the tripes here, some beans.
Figure out how to transform that into delicious, delicious things, of course.
Oh, wow, look at that. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah.
It smells delicious.
Perfect, yes, it does. So I put a little rice on the side there to mop it up?
Yeah.
That is good.
A vida é como a
all the vintage. Wow,
I mean, it's sort of incredible, the story of the wines here. I hear that because the soil is so tough, flint and stone, the vines have to dig up to 30 meters down? I mean, that's a lot. I think it gives the wine a special character.
Northern Portugal's Douro Valley is where port comes from. If it's not from here, it's not port. It's just fortified wine. I don't usually do wine scenes. No matter how good the wine, on camera, it's just colored liquid going into a glass. Wine nerds usually bore me. Don't talk about your damn wine. Drink it. But I absolutely love cheese served with a glass of port wine. And that's what most people, including my new friend Andre, that's what they do around here.
I'm not a dessert guy. A nice blue cheese with a glass of port, for me, is like the perfect thing to end a meal with.
Unlike wine, cheese porn is easy. Just like shooting actual porn. Start with an establishing shot. Move in for a close.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Cut away to a reaction.
Mm.
Money works every time.
Oh, that's disturbing. It's delicious. What kind of cheeses are we looking at here?
These two over here,
right.
They're goat cheese.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
they're aged ones. Then all the other are sheep milk. This is worldly known queijo da serra, so the buttery one. This is what we call a queijo de azeitão. It's strong, intense to your palate.
Oh, I like this guy already. Any cheeses that are like you need a spoon pretty much to...
Oh, then smell it. For me, the worse the smell, the better the flavor.
Mmm.
Huh? Like it?
Smells like dirty feet, tastes like heaven.
This is a Pretoral pork. Anossa.
Anossa.
Tão linda, tu me amas assim, tão loucamente.
Oh, that's delicious.
Put a little bit of that and then some pumpkin jam on top.
Mm. If I put on my Speedo and dive into this thing, please stop me.
Oh, no,
before I completely faceplant.
I love Portuguese gastronomy. The heart and soul of it, its simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that's the thing that makes me fall in love with it every single day.
Cheese is one of those things, it's always magic to me because it goes into the cave one way and then you go in and you pull it out. I don't believe in God, but somehow it went in like that and came back like this.
Relying on time to cut his way through it and to change this, change the texture, even the smell. And we have nothing to do with that other than enjoying it.
This podcast is supported by Sleep Number. Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores? Sleep Number does that. Only Sleep Number Smart Beds let you each choose your ideal comfort and support, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number Smart Beds learn how you sleep and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. Temperature-balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This week on Chasing Life...
I'm sorry that the Great Barrier Reef is no longer great, that we value Amazon much more than the Amazon, and that the waterfront neighborhood where you were growing up could be condemned by rising seas before you're old enough to apply for a mortgage.
That's my friend Bill Weir, CNN's chief climate correspondent. He's optimistic about the planet, and he's optimistic about our ability to take care of it. Listen to Chasing Life, wherever you get your podcasts.
Portugal has got a lot of coastline and a lot of history with the sea. It's a close relationship, one that's imprinted deep into the national character. The songs, the poetry, the state of mind.
I love this word, saudade.
Saudade, espuma perdida.
Saudade means missing something, nostalgic.
Saudade, espuma perdida.
A word with no direct translation to English. It connotes longing, being away from something, and yearning to get back.
The Portuguese went out of the country for years at sea, and he does not know when he's going to go back to his family.
During the cold, gray months, it's lamprey season.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I'm here at just the right time.
What do you call this dish in Portuguese? Is it lamprey eel?
Yeah, lampreia bordaleza.
Awesome.
Lamprey are but ugly damn creatures. But delicious when cooked right. And my man, Pedro, knows how to cook it right.
Very traditional, cooked in its own blood.
Yeah, it's bordaleza style. When it's bordaleza, it means it has the blood.
Levo vinho. Bota-se uma pinga de vinho, que é para o sangue não colhar. Então bota-se o alho, bota-se o sal, bota-se a pimenta, bota-se o louro. Tudo um calço de whisky.
It's good. Fantastic.
And so that is going back to a moment where we were happy. It doesn't matter if it was through food, through sex, through whatever.
You're making me sad already thinking about this.
No, but that's not sad.
I'm getting depressed.
Come on.
Yes, thinking about happy times that I can't have right now.
But there's an hope in the future that that's going to happen because that's also part of... Yeah, I see it like that. If you don't see it, that's a problem.
Eu estive na guerra colonial, na Guiné.
E tenho saudade daquilo.
E tenho embora saudade,
tenha sido uma guerra.
Embora andasse na guerra, mas tenho saudades daquilo.
Tenho saudade dos seus companheiros,
dos companheiros, da paisagem. Aquele cheiro, o cheiro que é diferente.
The Portuguese were the original navigators.
Yeah.
It was about the sea, about fishing, exploration.
Eu digo agora a estes tipos que estão aí com aparelhos, se te desse um relógio para a mão e pôr uma agulha, se te deixasse no mar, tu não vinhas a terra. E sinto grande admiração aos outros, ainda mais
sem nada.
Mais, sem nada. E sem motor e barco à vela. E eles lá iam. Está certo que morreram muitos, não é? Mas lá iam.
Ah, question. I went to the fish market. I met these women who sell fish there. And they were saying terrible, terrible things to me. They were saying, hey, pin dick, get over, you know, how do you satisfy your wife with a tiny little penis? Oh, yeah, I've never in my life heard women, anybody speak like this.
Esse é típico das peixeiras.
This is what I'm going to get.
Yeah, nasty approaches about your penis and your height, yeah.
É que mais os pretos tinham tempo muito grande. Eu nunca vi nenhuma, mas gostava de ver. Eu sou como São Tomé, quero ver para querer.
Olha, se aparece o quadro a estar a chegar.
Vou-me embora, vou partir, mas tenho esperança. De correr o mundo inteiro.
Familiar with my unholy attraction to the mutant hot dog.
Is it actually called a hot dog here, or is it something?
No, here we call it cachorro.
Cachorro.
Toasted bread, fresh sausage.
Fresh pork sausage.
And a cheese.
And a spicy sauce.
Spicy sauce.
And cut in a very specific way.
Wow, I look at fast knife work.
He's asking if you want some fork and knife. No, we can eat it with your hand.
This is delicious.
This is very healthy, too.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not so sure about that.
No. Yeah, it is.
They're busy.
Yeah, they're always busy. Yeah. It's a small place, so.
And you can see it's just Portuguese, just local.
Right. How many places like this in town?
Nowadays, not many.
Now, you guys own a tavern?
Yes.
How's employment in Portugal now?
There's a lot of unemployment here.
No, there's a lot of people like that.
Do you get a lot of people with degrees, you know, higher degrees who are opening restaurants? And
She has the degree in psychology.
Right.
I have the degree in sociology. And everyone who's working with us, they have a degree or they are finishing.
I might have to have another. That was good.
Tiram assim as coisas, não?
Entre nós.
É muito bem.
Bom dia.
O meu marido foi um mês para o Brasil.
Quando
ele chegar... Sabe o que é que um colega dele me disse para eu fazer quando ele chegasse? Encher o bidé. Se os colhões forem abaixo é porque ele não se estreou. Se os colhões subir para cima é porque ele começou louco.
The city seems to have been preserved carefully and with respect for the past. I don't see a lot of high-rise buildings breaking up the skyline.
We are still very authentic. We don't sell out very easily.
I mean, I was in a relatively poor neighborhood a couple of nights ago, just walking around.
Yeah.
And somebody said, you know, you could buy that apartment building right there for $50,000. I said, okay, good deal. But you can't touch the exterior.
Yeah, no.
This is the fishing and port area of Oporto, yes?
And it's called Matosinhos. The fishing boats just arrived and the market is just two streets away from here.
Tower bitches.
All right then.
Okay, not a tower precisely, but a whole heap of incredible creatures from the sea. Coastal shrimp, local oysters, and crab. Sea urchin, langoustine, gooseneck barnacles.
This I'm very excited by.
Yeah.
So dangerous to get these.
Yeah, it's not the thing that you get from the hulls of the boats, but from rocks.
And you got to get it in between waves,
mm-hmm.
quickly. Whelks?
Caramujo.
Caramujo. Yeah, there we go. Mmm, insane.
One thing that I don't like with food is sauce.
Yeah, I don't eat it. This is all perfect. What do they do to it? They steamed it.
Yeah.
Some of it, the rest is raw. I mean, it's not like this is fancy cooking. This crab is, it's like a Rubik's Cube. I'm trying to figure my way into here. Oh, okay, I found it.
This is the thing that gets you back to your roots. You have to use your hands. You don't have to be polite.
Yep. Mmm, these little shrimp. The brains are really good, too.
Sea urchin, fat sacks of roe buried deep inside these prickly exteriors.
When I was a kid, I went with my father to get this.
Yeah.
And it was nasty, but also very good.
Mmm.
Mm. It's funny, a lot of these things that we see here were used as fertilizer.
In the years before independence in Massachusetts, lobster was seen as a pest.
Yeah.
The only people who used them regularly was the prison system. The prisoners rioted because they said, this is cruel and unusual punishment, having to eat lobster every day. No, oh my God, it's monstrous.
Nobody knows who first salt baked the fish. Maybe it was Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Scale and gut your fish, in this case a sea bass, insert lemon and onion, then pack it in salt, and bake. Light the whole thing on fire tableside, then break open. The salt acts like a protective crust, sealing in all the moisture and flavor.
Oh, now that looks beautiful. That's just perfect for me. Mmm. Clams cooked Portuguese style.
Yeah.
So tender, sweet, and delicious. Why do you think Portuguese food has not had a higher profile internationally?
Well, for me, it's real easy to say this. It's basically, it's your fault. It's the Americans' fault. Yeah.
Why?
The American culture embraced Spain and embraced Italy and embraced France. He didn't embrace Portugal because, I don't know, if we had a civil war so popular like the Spanish had, and Hemingway came to Portugal instead of Spain, we would be a different country.
You know, you think of Italy, you think of romance.
No, but we are romantic.
I know.
We are the most romantic country in the world. After you had a couple of meals in Porto, you're going to feel the saudade in your heart and soul.
Man, good meal. Oh, what, there's more clams? It's right over here, my friend.
The Assignment with me, Audie Cornish. There's been a ton of writing about the album Cowboy Carter since it dropped this spring. But what grabbed my attention is a new documentary on CNN called Call Me Country, Beyoncé and Nashville's Renaissance. Lots of artists have tried to boot scoot their way onto country music charts. Why did this album cause such a stir? And what about both this pop star and this political moment has caused all this conversation? Listen to The Assignment with me, Audie Cornish, on your favorite podcast app.
Contrary to what some may say, I do not enjoy seeing the death of any living thing. I do not promote animal cruelty.
E a todos estes géneros alimentícios, a bênção, a graça, o amor de Deus Pai Todo-Poderoso. Vamos em paz e o Senhor nos acompanhe. Amém.
Yeah, ready to go?
Yep.
Kill the pig, kill the pig, kill the pig.
But I think people should know where meat comes from. And knowing, they should feel free to decide what they want to do from there.
Before you kill them, they give them a bagasso. That's the local grappa to get them drunk. So the meat gets them...
The least you could do.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, right here, on José's family farm, is where I saw my first animal die. A pig, too. This, after years of decades of being a chef, serving meat, ordering up my death over the phone at a comfortable distance. Up close, it was not so comfortable.
The kid's starting to get the bad news.
I guess on the DNA, they know that's going to happen. And
they know it's coming.
They really, they know it's coming.
Yeah, well, the pigs are smart.
And sometimes they manage to run away.
To do the job right, professionals are brought in. And they do it like this, because, how shall I put it, they need the heart to keep pumping the blood into the pail for sausage and soup and many delicious things. We all come to this in the end. Whether struggling for air in our beds, bleeding out on cold concrete, a last mighty dump like Elvis. Or this.
Oops, oh, yeah, that's a fire truck. That's the start of any festivities, you know,
really? So
it's the fire truck.
As befitting tradition and the way things are done, this is a once-in-a-year event. For 2 days, extended family, friends, and neighbors gather to cook, cure, and eat a pig.
Time for a haircut?
Yeah, haircut.
Old school.
Yeah. They finish up with a blow torch.
As one must.
Yeah.
Bom dia para todos vós. Bom dia para todos vós. Deus vos dê a vida boa.
They start singing. We call this desgarrada. Everyone makes his own verses, and then the person must respond.
It's so, like rappers.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, that's it.
Freestyle.
Também não sou boneco, e hoje fui convidado para ajudar a matar o reto. O reto que se passou? Andamos tão enganados como este porco anda. Que hoje morreu o reco, amanhã morramos nós.
É preciso, não é?
Op!
So now they're gonna finish up and take all the guys out.
Then it's lunch.
Lunchtime.
In Portugal, we used to say that if we want to know our body, we have to kill a pig, because it's absolutely the same. All the organs are placed on the same disposition.
I see the liver there, and the heart, and you have the tongue there too.
Well, it's all in a package, all the good stuff.
Noite,
but it's a lung.
Calma e serena.
And he's good.
Yeah, he really knows what he's doing.
I would say a surgeon, but he's faster than a surgeon.
Guts removed, the liver and heart are used today. Cooked immediately.
Oh, this is the best. The heart.
It's like a tender sirloin.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good, yeah.
The intestines washed and reserved for sausage casing.
That's the pork intestine. They fill with some kind of cornmeal.
Mmm, it's nice.
The rest is left to hang until tomorrow, when we shall feast again.
Tony, this is rojões de folhas. That's the special part of the pork fat.
Ah, it's like chicharron.
Chicharron?
Oh, wow.
Is that the potatoes with the blood?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of perfect. Mmm,
that's good.
Not all the countries eat all the meat of the pork. In here, we eat everything.
My parents, they always keep in mind that when they were growing up during the Second World War, there's nothing to eat. They don't waste anything.
É mulher feia, essa já me convém, já me convém. Que eu estou aqui descansadinho, não é polizada por ninguém. Ai, 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 só gosto de ser mulher, quero ter lá para mim, beijá-la quando quiser.
És mulher de pescador, de beleza tão singela, feita luz, feita aguarela, és cais de tanta cor.
Fado, the national music of Portugal.
Tão bonito.
Songs of longing, heartbreak, saudade set to music.
Com firmeza de granito e o desejo infinito de não teres mais dores na vida, cantareira, cantadeira.
My good friend Antonio, besides other things, he also sings fado.
Antonio, in Portugal, everybody thinks that they sing fado. We, the Portuguese, think that the fado is not the perfection. The ability, the fine tuning, it's emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everybody is allowed to sing. That's why José is telling that I sing fado.
I see.
Normally, the guys who sing fado are very happy guys. But when they begin to sing, they turn into sad guys. I don't know why.
Well, you said the Portuguese are bipolar.
Yes, they are. They are.
So, ready to eat, I think. Huh? Big enough table?
The home of José's ancestors for centuries. Much of their original estate still in family hands.
So we're going to start with the famous blood soup. It's called Papas Sarrabulho.
Very excited.
José's mother, Maria, is in charge today. She's preparing a feast of rustic Portuguese soul food.
So it's all small pieces of meat. Usually the bony part, the tradition comes, they could not escape those bones, and they need to use every single piece. they boil the bones out, then they finish with blood. So, and blood and bread.
Blood and bread.
Yeah.
Mm. Beautiful. So good.
Let's go to the cuisine. I'm going to show you how to shoot it.
The main event, cocido. A glorious stew of seemingly every last part of the pig.
I'm going to give some of the pernil, that is the smoked meat, spare ribs.
Nothing goes to waste around here.
Blood sausage, cabbage.
Oh, what's that?
That's the butello. It's the pig's bladder that's stuffed with the pork belly, the spare ribs, and then smoked.
Wow, look at that. Extraordinary.
And one good thing, you don't feel that guilty when you're eating it, because it's only just boiled, not fried, not...
I don't feel guilty. Ah, it's fantastic. Uh-huh. Superb.
Wonderful.
Thank you. So, Jose, what's left of the pig? A couple of hams and not much else.
Well, everything is on salt right now.
So the shoulders and the legs are in salt?
They're on salt. They're going to be in salt for about 1 month. And then they're going to be smoked, and it's your prosciutto.
And they are fantastic.
So you spoke about fado and sadness. But, you know, after a few drinks, everybody gets very happy, you know?
Good.
With wine, alegria. Means with wine, happiness.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Happiness.
Cheers.
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 Anosa.
Anosa.
Now it's time for the Francesinha, which translates as little French girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I understand she's not so little.
No.
It's your first time, Francesinha?
It is.
Really?
You have this look on your face like, you look worried.
Good luck.
It's going to be okay, right? Well, here we go.
Oh, thank you.
Oregano. Good Lord, look at that thing. Is there a vegetable in there?
Only meat.
Oh my God, it weighs like a ton. So it's bread, ham, mm-hmm. steak.
Sausage and a bit of...
Whistle.
Yeah, linguiça.
Then the sauce has many things like beer, port wine, spicy, tomato.
Cheese?
A lot of cheese.
A lot.
Wow. What a construction. Meat, cheese, fat, and bread. It's the immortal combination.
Yeah, it's the ultimate solution for hangover or too much pork.
That is delicious. Oh, that's good.
It's really, really good.
Are there a lot of places making this? Mm. A lot.
Yeah,
everyone does.
Yeah, this is a Porto thing specifically?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the relative rate per capita of heart-related disease in this country? I'm just curious.
It depends on how many Franciscans you had.
I don't know. Today, you guys need any fish? Thank you. Yeah, obrigado.
Aqui de Bolhões, tantos anos, pai, há 30 anos. E andava aqui o maluco, ele tinha muitos ciúmes de mim. E uma ocasião, eu meti um caranguejo assim dentro da carcela, hein? Mas também não queria que ele falasse nos bolhões, olha. Botou as calças abaixo. Ficou com a quilhoada virada para esta mulher.
Pois é!
No novo, não posso dizer estas coisas, tenho que desfolar agora. Não podemos dizer assim estas coisas.
Sim.
Everything old is new again, maybe not. I come close sometimes to believing that nothing actually ever changes. That we are trapped in our destiny, hurtling or limping or being dragged towards the inevitable. That saudade refers not to a long lost place, but a long lost time when we were all young and innocent.
Saudade can help you value things. Be grateful for just the sunset. Enjoy that, smile.
Enjoy it now.
Yes.
Because tomorrow we die.
We never know.
A vontade de cantar.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.